Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So good to talk to you this morning. This is interesting. This is an interesting email I want to open with. Diane writes, Doctor, I had to take time off work to help my sick mother, and when I came back to work, things were different around the office. I've been asked to, quote-unquote, help train one of my colleagues to work on some of my duties. And I'm afraid to, since she can eventually take over my job. She writes, I still need to take care of my mom and am anticipating future time off. Because apparently she's getting sick, she has cancer, she writes. But if I can be replaced, then I lose my job and cannot support me and my mom. Can I file for disability? This is really, really interesting. Okay, a lot of us are taking care of our older parents. All right, our older family members. And it is an extremely difficult time for everybody involved. One, the family member that you're taking care of. Two, you trying to hold a job and take care of a family member. I mean, you thought it was hard dealing with daycare and trying to find a daycare that's not that expensive to take care of the kids so you could go to work, and then you found out that you were actually losing money with daycare, so you found I might as well just stay home. Especially with all the taxes we're paying, a lot of you have turned to, you know what, I'm just going to be home with kids. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than finding daycare and working. And we completely forget that the same thing happens all over again when we have to take care of an elderly parent. But very, very interesting about you taking time off at work. There's a couple issues here, okay? We'll talk about if you could file for disability or not. First, all right, even though most of us are usually on the employee's side, okay? You know, I am my patient's advocate. So if they need FMLA, if they need a work note, and I think they deserve it, I am my patient's advocate, and most of my patients are employees and not employers. That's easy. But it's always smart to take a look at the employer side and see what's going on, because then you know how to strategize and know how you should approach your boss. So, like, for example, if you are that good at your job, okay, the better you are at that job, the more crucial you are, then the more people notice when you're gone. All right, that happens in every office situation. When you have somebody that's, you got three people covering a job, and you have quote-unquote expendable staff, expendable employees that, you know, if they leave, it doesn't crush the whole department. When those guys take off, nobody seems to notice, right? But if you are the only marketing rep, if you are the only one in payroll, if you are the only referral nurse, let's say, and you're gone, that whole office notices. So on one end, you have job security because you're the only one that can do the job. Nobody could take your job over. And you have job security. No one's going to fire you because you're the only one that knows that job. Unfortunately, once you're gone, the office realizes how vulnerable they are, and again, survival instinct comes in, and they're like, okay, I got to make sure we got this covered. If she's not coming to work or she has to take care of a sick family member, we need somebody to do the job. Whether you think that's right or wrong, companies still have to exist and still float. So, above water, they can't sink. So, of course they're going to want you to be able to train somebody that while you're gone can help at your desk, etc. One of you had written me a long time ago talking about how you're going to train them so half-assed that your boss will still really miss you. Don't let a boss think you're sabotaging. If a boss thinks you're sabotaging at that level, now there's distrust. And anything that goes wrong, he may think of you first. So, no, you do not want to establish any sort of distrust. So what you need to do before we look at possible disability or whatever is you need to sit down and go, look, here's the situation. I love my job. I don't know how to handle this situation that I have where I have a sick mom. I want to be with her, but I don't want to lose my job. All right? Can I work from home? Can I work a different schedule? Can you guys bear with me till I'm able to find an aide to come and help my mom or for me to work this out? But I love my job and I plan on being here 20 some plus years until you guys fire me. But I also understand that when I'm gone, you need somebody to do X, Y, and Z. Can I do this? Can I have this person work on this, this person work on this? But if you show you're a team player and you thank them, the key to this is when you talk to your employer, you thank them for supporting you in this time of need. Go, you know what? I'm so grateful to be working for a boss that understands that, you know, we have sick relatives. I mean, you guys are some of the best employers ever. I want to make it up to you guys, but, I mean, what do you suggest? What's the best way to handle it? Now, if you get an answer back from the employer, the manager going, we need you at your post. This job is a 40-hour week job. We need you at your post. If there was a way you could work from home, we'd do it, but we can't. You know, then you already know that this is something that may be short-lived. But if they're like, okay, great, we're going to come up with something, we're going to work with something, you know, and tell them, I don't want to lose my job. You know, it's hard enough that I'm taking care of my sick mom, and I love this job. Let me know what I can do to make this work temporarily, okay? Now let's move on to, can you get disability? Well, you could get FMLA. In some of your jobs, depending on the number of employees, you could qualify for FMLA where they cannot fire you if you're taking care of a family member. However, many of you have noticed that you could still get fired for other reasons. All right? And it's very easy to find other reasons. So FMLA should protect you against taking care of a family member. In terms of disability, would you be able to, you would probably have to seek a disability attorney that could talk to you about what could be done. It may have to do with the disability of the family member. And that using to support, rather than you paying to support you and the disabled family member takes on that of the supporting with their disability insurance, etc. Apparently, Medicaid may, there's some ways where, you may be able to be a paid caregiver. You need to check with your state. You need to call the Medicaid office. If you're taking care of a veteran, there is a law that's supposed to help people with financial assistance for caregivers. So there's some options. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly, I still thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Dr. Ben Carson has been criticized for his interview with CNN, where being gay may be a choice. He is a prospective Republican presidential candidate. And he said to, he told CNN, quote, because a lot of people who go into prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay. He says, so did something happen while they were in there? Ask yourself that question. So he's a retired neurosurgeon. And I guess he formed a presidential exploratory this week, and it's expected to decide soon whether he's going to actively seek the Republican presidential nomination next year. You know, very, very well-spoken individual. You know, I mean, he's a neurosurgeon. People love the idea that, you know, he has a medical background, but it's very confusing when it people have been very confused by his comments. You know, we don't have a lot of scientific evidence out there on whether somebody can actually choose to be homosexual. But we have a lot of evidence where people say they've always known, and this is who they are. They know who they are, and this is who they want to be. So, you know, in my medical experience, you know, homosexuality is decided very, very early on. However, there are people that do decide to engage in behaviors. Okay, some people decide to engage in a menage a trois. Some people decide to engage in sex, heterosexual sex with multiple partners. Some people decide to engage in homosexual sex with multiple partners. Some people decide to engage in homosexual sex with one partner. Some people decide to engage in sex with heterosexual with one partner. So, where how I see it is you have your predilections and your likes. Okay? And you have feelings for people and you fall in love. All right? Now, you can have love for people of both sexes, as we saw with Anne Heck, right? She loved Ellen DeGeneres, and then I forget who her husband was originally, or if she had a boyfriend originally, and then she got married. So there are, and, you know, we, and some of those people we term bisexual, but I think we need to change the terminology that we're using. There was a young 15-year-old girl that came in to see me with her parents. She was having emotional issues, and one issue was such, she comes from a pretty religious family, and she likes girls. And her first love was a girl. And she was very upset that that her parents had brought up the subject as, when did you know you were gay? And she's like, why wasn't the question, when did you know you were in love? You know, I think we're unfortunately demarcating too much. We're saying you're either gay, you're either lesbian, you're either transvestite, you're either transsexual, you're either straight, you're either bisexual. I don't think we could do that. So if Ben Carson suggests that some people who have never had a homosexual experience and never thought they would go to jail, end up having a homosexual experience, and that means there's a choice, people make sexual choices a lot. All right, the average person that decides to go into a menage a trois for the first time most likely never thought that they would be able to have sex with the same-sex person. So, yes, we know that there are certain activities. But when somebody is gay and they identify themselves as gay, etc., all right, or somebody identifies themselves as straight, I think that is more inborn and innate and already in your genetic makeup. So, I mean, I'm not sure exactly where the sound clip is going to take him in terms of this and politics, but he's receiving a lot of criticism. Now, you know, one thing I think we need to do in medical schools, if I could suggest to any medical schools around the country, is I think what we need to do, because, I mean, my medical school was good, was a great school. I love my medical school. But in my training, and your training involved lots of hospitals, lots of institutions, also at UCLA, I trained at, and I'm grateful for all the training. But when I trained, there was such a fear of being racist or sounding racist when you weren't, such that we started to treat patients unwittingly differently. So, like, for example, okay, you have a black man, 45 years old, you have a white woman, 25 years old, both of them got the same blood pressure medicine because you start them on the blood pressure medicine. Well, no, the same type of, but, you know, we'll start a diuretic, then we'll do a beta blocker, then we'll, you know, and I kept kind of scratching my head going, I don't know. I don't know if I would treat two different builds, two different genders, two different races with the exact same medication. All right? There was a there was a dermatology rotation that I did at Sepulveda VA in Los Angeles. A phenomenal dermatology rotation. Excellent. Got to meet a lot of World War II vets, Vietnam vets. Great. Great men. Mostly men. I don't remember any women particularly who I saw. Mostly white. And when I was there, I was like, I wish I could see more black people. Because I need to get better at diagnosing dermatological infections and dermatological issues on hyper-pigmented skin, whether they're Latino, black, Asian, Addison's disease, etc. But I felt like I wasn't ready. And, you know, one of my colleagues was like, oh, don't say that, don't say that, you can't say black. I'm like, African-American? I mean, what am I allowed to say? Just, you know, and the subject never went from there. And I left my dermatology rotation going, okay, I'm really, really good at white skin, but I, you know, when are we being trained to treat everybody? All right? And I felt like I couldn't bring it up because it could sound, I could say the wrong thing, or I could, you know, when I really need to say, look, guys, how are we going to, when are we going to be trained on dermatology of all races? So, I have a patient, now I'm already out in practice, I have a patient who is kind of a friend of the family. He was a principal of one of the daycares who had this quote-unquote spider bite on his ankle. I've told you guys about this story. And he goes, I got bit by a spider, Dahlia, and nobody can figure it out. And I'm looking at his skin, and it looks like a spider bite. All right? You know, very, very dark area with a kind of a central necrosis where the skin was dying. But I'm like, that's interesting. You know, I mean, yeah, it could be a spider bite, but really it's still not healing. So I took a biopsy. The biopsy came back inconclusive. It just came back, well, you know, abnormal infiltration of inflammatory cells, etc. And I told him, I go, something's not right. I'm going to send you to the doctor I trained under, one of my favorite dermatologists, because then I trained under a dermatologist here in town who's black, Dr. Johnny Whitson. And I go, I'm going to send you to Dr. Johnny. He's awesome. And he's black. And I think he would probably be able to see something that a lot of us are missing. All right, because I'm biopsying it. I can't figure out what's going on. And I don't, I mean, if it's cancer, it should have shown up cancer. If it's something's not right and I'm missing it and I don't know why, and I want to make sure you are getting every possible set of eyes on this. Well, the doctor biopsied it, still came back inconclusive, but he biopsied again. He kept going. And we found out it was Kaposi's sarcoma. All right, and you know, unfortunately, this patient had never gotten an HIV test. His doctor had never done an HIV test. He comes to me with this possible spider bite. And unfortunately, by the time he was diagnosed with HIV, he had this Kaposi sarcoma, which is a major skin cancer and a major form of cancer that was already manifesting on his skin. Now, when a white person has Kaposi sarcoma, it has a look to it. I mean, you could see it a mile away. But we couldn't see it on him, or most of us doctors couldn't see it on him because of his skin color. And so we need to, I mean, I don't know how this would be worded, but we need to embrace the races. I keep talking about that with my medical students. All right? If you have an African-American male whose blood pressure is gradually increasing because his vessels are getting stiffer, all right, don't give him the same medication that you would give somebody who's white and being fluid overloaded, okay? You need to identify what is going on and understand the race. We also don't study enough about blood vessels in white people versus black, et cetera. It doesn't happen. And so I definitely urge nursing schools and medical schools to embrace the races. Know the person you are treating and tailor the treatment to it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it's already starting. You know, I hate being pessimistic, and I want to be optimistic about the economy. But, you know, as an employer, as an you know, also as an employee, and as a consumer, you can see the writing on the wall. And as the internet is starting to take over more and more, all of our jobs, even doctor jobs, right? And people are able to purchase goods on the internet, and people are able to You know, you don't need Yellow Pages anymore. You don't need to go into a Radio Shack anymore. I mean, I loved Radio Shack, but really, have I walked into a Radio Shack in the last 20, 30 years? No. Maybe with the exception of an iPhone charger, but even that I could get online. And unfortunately, the economy, I think, is going to take some more hits. And we are seeing now in this unprecedented move that Target is now going to cut several thousands jobs because, and they're going to cut these jobs from headquarters to save about $2 billion to pay for a new strategy. The last few times I've been in Target, no lines. It's been nice. In fact, I've gone to Target over Walmart because less lines. But I have to admit, even Walmart, when I go, I've seen less lines. What's going on here? Why are people buying less? Is it because they could buy things online? Target Corporation is going to cut several thousands of jobs at its Minneapolis headquarters over the next 2 years as it is trying to adapt to changing shopper habits. This is going to be a huge blow to downtown Minneapolis, where Target is the largest employer with 10,000 people at its Nicollet Mall offices. The company aims to produce $2 billion in annual savings through the layoffs and other initiatives. According to Brian Cornell, Target Chief Executive, it allows us to be a much more agile, effective organization. There are some real tough decisions we've had to make, but these were the choices that were right for the business and right for the shareholders. Thousands of jobs getting lost. You know, people were looking at the Walmart move a couple weeks ago, which I think was one of the most brilliant PR moves they could have done considering the situation, where Walmart decided, you want to know what? We're going to raise everybody's wage to $9 an hour and then $10 an hour. Well, not everybody, but most of their workers to $9 and then $10 an hour. They are going to raise everyone's wages. Everyone's like, yay, Walmart, yay. And again, I'm a fan of Walmart, right? They hire a lot of people. Anybody that employs a lot of Americans, I'm a fan of. All right, because we need jobs here in the States. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. But, okay, they also see the writing on the wall. The feds are going to pass that minimum wage is going to eventually, you know, have to be above $10 an hour. I think $10.10 is what they're thinking about. So, you know, rather than wait till that happens, and then you have to take all your employees and raise their wages, they preemptively go, hey, guys, this is what we're doing for our employees. We're going to raise everyone's wages to 9, and the next year we're going to raise it to 10. Yay, good job. Ooh, well, duh. They were going to have to do it anyway, not by choice. So they might as well look like, you know, we used to do that in school. You know, gosh, I got to give something up. If I'm going to have to give something up, I got to look like it was my idea to give it up. You know, so this is my idea. You know, it's a strategy. It's a great marketing move. And I'm glad Walmart's doing it. You know, listen, I mean, they could wait until they're forced to, deal with the new minimum wage hike. But at this point, and trust me, it's going to pass. At this point, could pay more. But, you know, if Target is looking at this, and they're looking at what's happening with Walmart, and how if they pay minimum wage now in their prospective states, you know, I mean, how are they going to do it? Now, true, if they're firing people from headquarters, most likely they're not minimum wage workers, but still, they have to save $2 billion. And this is how they're going to do it. They say, let me see here. They say Target has 350,000 employees globally, 13,000 in corporate offices in Minneapolis and Brooklyn Park, several thousand workers in India. Which is also part of Target's headquarters staff. I guess Target becomes the third giant Minnesota company to announce a major downsizing. General Mills has also been grappling with changes in food consumption, is cutting the jobs of several hundred of the 5,000 people at their Golden Valley headquarters. And there's another company that I think is looking at drops as well. I'm trying to find out who that is. So, you know, for those of you in Minneapolis or you know, wherever you live, please, all I can say is please be on the lookout for these job cuts, because as people are losing their job, while the government is trying to tell us, oh, the economy's better, those people that don't have jobs, right, are what continue and keep spurring this recession. Right? They now don't have money to buy your goods. Now they need to compete with you for another job. They have to compete now with a bunch of illegals that are given amnesty and, you know, giving opportunities to work. Right? This could be a real mess. What about the medical field? Well, the U.S. now says they're facing a shortage of 90,000 doctors by the year 2025, which is really, really, really going to hurt. All right? Because we have such an aging population. The Association of American Medical Colleges said we are going to be shy of 90,000 doctors to do the job. All right? Implementation of the Affordable Health Care Act isn't helping, as well as the increased demand due to older, sicker population, as well as not a lot of relief from lawsuits. So, the Association of American Medical Colleges has asked the government to invest $1 billion a year to train 3,000 students at medical schools. We need more doctors. It's amazing. I see teenagers all the time in my clinic, and I'm like, okay, what do you want to do after school? You don't say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because teenagers get mad. They're already grown up. So you go, what do you want to do later? I want to be a computer engineer, or I want to be a gamer. I want to do YouTube. I want to make money on YouTube. Not one person says they want to go to medicine. Even my son, who wanted to be a doctor, I guess he saw, you know, all the trials and tribulations I go through. No, Mom, I can't do it. People don't want to be a doctor anymore. That's some scary stuff. A lot of people don't want to be a nurse anymore. We need our healthcare workers. They say the number of physicians should grow by 9% over the next 10 years, but the demand for healthcare services is going to grow 17%. So that's where they predicted anywhere between 46,000 and 90,000 doctors are going to be needed just to break even and meet the demand. They said, they're looking at retail clinics. They're looking at, you know, maybe deputizing physician assistants and other professionals and nurse, you know, to run practices. Nurse practitioners can already in some states run their own practice. And we're just trying to recruit as many people as possible to perform medicine. Now, how do we fix this? Okay, well, we can't just blame now the Affordable Health Care Act because that's already too entrenched now. Even if they repeal Obamacare, we're stuck. So how do you make it attractive? All right. Well, one thing that attracted people into medicine was job security. You would have a job. You don't necessarily have to work for somebody, so you don't get fired. You could have your own clinic. Well, that's not the case anymore. Most doctors running their own clinic by themselves have to either join a group or become an employee. You can't do what I'm doing. I have my own little mom and pop clinic. I can't do that much longer. No, there's no way to financially sustain it. So the idea of nobody's going to fire you, you know, you'll be able to, if you need to take off to be with your kid and then see patients and you'll be able to have that, that's going to be no more. So that's not going to be attractive. Pay's not going to be attractive. Because of the high taxes and because of the amount of work, there are other jobs out there where you get paid a hell of a lot more. Lawyers could charge $500, $600, $700 an hour and get it. Doctors can't. There's other jobs out there where people can make more money. Why do you think there's a plethora of lawyers? We have so many people graduated law school. Not enough people graduated medical school. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's a limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to talk about the story on testosterone replacement and heart attack risk, but really quickly, one of our callers wanted me to talk about why medical school takes so long. What are we doing in medical school, and why does it have to take 10-plus years? Really quickly here, let me just kind of tell you what medical school is very quickly. All right. You go to high school, right? You finish high school, and then people think that's going to start year one. Don't add high school to it, because then you'll really decide to go, oh, my gosh, what the hell am I doing? So year one would be college, all right? So most of us have to do a four-year degree. I'm meeting a lot of students who are doing now 5, 6, 7-year degrees to get their undergrad. Undergrad has expanded, but when I went to undergrad, you could do it in 4 years. For some reason, things are changing now where undergrad, to get an undergrad degree, it's taken more than 4 years. But, you know, I'd like to go back and ask colleges, can you please just make a four-year program a four-year program? True, I had to use some AP credits. True, I had to do summer school. And, yeah, I had to take a full load. But it'll sure the hell save money if you can. And I worked. I worked 3 part-time jobs while going to school. It was rough. But if you don't want to spend years and years and years of school, you gotta get that undergrad, you know, 4 to 5 years. Don't do it longer. So, all right, most jobs require a 4-year degree. What makes medical school differently? You got another 4 years on top of that. So now you have the next 4 years. The next 4 years, not that bad. It actually was a lot of fun. Yeah, you had book work for the first couple years, but immediately, within that first week, they already let us go to the hospital and already started meeting patients and touching patients and getting used to being in other people's, like, spaces. You know, when I was in medical school, you know, I come from a family where we really weren't very touchy. And so when you have to go up to a person's eye and look deep into their eye where your nose is almost touching their cheek and this is a complete stranger, that was something very difficult for me, very, very foreign. You know, you kiss your dad on the head or you give your mom a hug, but we just really weren't very touchy. We were not. And so now all of a sudden I got to touch patients. And you gotta, you know, they're crying, and you gotta give them a hug, and you gotta pat them, and you gotta rub their shoulder, and, you know, and it was, so they teach you how to start dealing with patients, and it's really fun to get to wear your white coat, and you get to go into the hospital, etc. By second year, you start to apply a lot of that. By third year, you're already in the hospital. You spend most of your days in the hospital, and you're taking care of patients, with, of course, the residents, the interns, attending doctors, etc. So even though people go, oh, my gosh, you know, 10 years of school, by the 6-year mark, you are out of the classroom, okay, and you're already doing practical type stuff, okay? Then by the 8-year mark, you graduate medical school, but you need to now do your internship because you can't get a license without interning somewhere. So you get an internship in Arizona. After 1 year internship, you can already get your license in Nevada. You had to do a 3-year. And so that'd be an internship plus a residency. So that's where you add the extra 3 years, and that's minimum. All right, if you want to be a surgeon or orthopedic or a specialist, it'll even be more. So you're looking at, after high school, 11 years, okay? And that's where they come up with that. That's where, you know, all right? You know, it's that could also be another deterrent to people wanting to go to medical school. All right. Some people are like, I don't even know if I'm going to be alive 11 years from now. I mean, it's a very, very scary thought. Now, luckily for young people, all right, you know, we think, you know, we're always going to be in our 20s, so no big deal. But, you know, for older individuals going, you know what, I hear there's a shortage. You know, I'm, you know, 36. Why don't I, you know, they may not want to do that. They may not want to, at the age of 36, go and commit themselves to they'll be well into their 40s, you know, when they're done, 47. But, you know, it's worth it. If you guys can do it, it's worth it. It's very, very expensive. You know, I took out loans. I waited tables. I bartended. I did what I had to make sure I made ends meet. And, you know, you leave in debt. You do. You know, hopefully it's worth rewarding. You know, you save a life. You deliver a baby. It's rewarding. It really is. What's happening now with Obamacare and the way a lot of doctors are treated and the way, you know, the public looks at us and, you know, you try your hardest and you find a cancer, you get them treated and they turn around and sue the doctor because they didn't find the cancer quick enough. This is why doctors are leaving. They're tired, you know? All right? A lot of doctors also, they don't want to manage staff. You know, you hire an office manager, you know, but then the office manager messes up. sometimes, or sometimes the office manager steals, or sometimes the office manager is awesome. Sometimes the office manager is good, all right, and you're really, really lucky, and then they get sick, and they have to leave. You know, and you're, you know, you can't just go and see patients. You know, everybody said being an ER doc was very, very difficult for people because they burn out. You know, ER docs burn out because it's long hours and it's a lot of stuff. I loved working in the ER. True, I only did it for about a year, year and a half, you know, because I opened up my practice in Nevada. But because you get to go in and you don't have to deal with staff. Okay, running staff. I told you I had a patient who was so mad because there was a surgeon I wanted her to see, but they were having trouble with the staff. And there were all these bad Yelp reviews on the surgeon because, you know, the staff did this and this and the doc, you know, whatever. And I go, look, if you could just get past all that and get to the doctor, that doctor knows how to cut. He's a good surgeon. Doctors have no idea. You know, it was a he. He goes, why, you know, if he can't run a staff, how is he going to take care of my health? We don't learn how to run a staff. We only have 11 years of medical school, okay, for the shorter residency. Right? No, they do not tell us how to handle staff. Staff calling in, staff not calling in, staff not doing their job, staff you know, shredding labs, staff accidentally deleting lab results. They don't teach you how to do. They don't teach you that. They can't. They got to teach us medicine. And some of you asked, what's the difference then between going to medical school and then a PA? If you're seeing the PA, or if they're going to deputize pharmacists and psychologists to start prescribing. Well, we get a lot of biochem, we get a lot of physiology, we get a lot of the basics, and in those 11 plus years, we get a lot of hands-on patient work with somebody being our safety net. Nurse practitioner school is getting longer. PA school is getting longer. They're adding on years to train these people more. But I got to tell you, would I rather see a nurse practitioner that's been out for 30 years or a new doctor that just got out, you know, 10 days ago? Oh, hell yeah, I'd pick the nurse practitioner any day. Experience is key, and you want experience, all right? But I got to tell you, even me graduating, some of the stuff I saw that other people didn't, I was so grateful that I saw it. You know, you see a porphyria or a bullous pemphigoid, or you see a person who chronically is having burping that ends up being a heart attack. You see that on your first day, or you see that in your 30th year. That type of experience is what you want. A doctor that's seen it all. You want to see a medical provider that's seen it all. And then you guys are going to have to decide, if most of your medical providers are not going to be doctors, then you have to decide, when is it okay to not see a doctor and when is it? Now, if you start deputizing non-doctors and make it easy for there to be non-doctors, you're just going to accelerate there being less doctors, because why would anybody go through 11 years of school now? All right, nurse practitioners and physician assistants in many areas make six figures. Why would somebody choose medical school, you know, for financial security when they could be a PA or nurse practitioner in some of these cities and not have to go through as many years of schooling? So I don't know what the fix is, and I don't know what you as American voters need to do, but I think we need nurses, I think we need physician assistants, we need nurse practitioners, we need doctors, we need everybody. We need everybody working together and bouncing things off each other. And when you start to have an outweighted system, like right now we have, they're projecting, we are going to have 90,000 less doctors than we need. All right, well, now you're going to start overwhelming the nurse practitioners and the PAs, and then they're going to start getting sued. And once the nurse practitioners and PAs start getting sued and get burdened with the same stuff that the doctors are getting, now you're going to have less people wanting to be nurse practitioner or PA. Now what do? Who do you deputize next? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, testosterone replacement, boosting your risk of heart attack. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.